For months, the city council has gone back and forth with St. John the Evangelist Church, which has run a downtown homeless shelter for the last two winters. It's the only shelter in town that accepts people who are visibly drunk or who have behavioral problems that keep them out of other shelters. Its future was in doubt this fall after neighbors complained about transients and the city council would not renew its permit. Last month, the city council also refused to grant a permit for another shelter in a different part of the city. In a letter to the mayor last week, Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan said the church was ready to argue its First Amendment right to open the overnight shelter. Temperatures last night in Green Bay dipped into the 20s. So Deacon Tim Riley, who runs the shelter, says it was time for the church to act.
We want to be good citizens and operate within the ordinances of the city of Green Bay. So whatever we can do to make that happen, we want to do that. But our primary concern is always going to be for the care of these chronically homeless who need a place to stay during this cold weather.
Riley met with the Green Bay mayor Tuesday. He's calling a special council meeting tomorrow to try again to grant a permit to St. John's. The shelter takes in up to 25 people a night. Riley says he'll talk to them about appropriate behavior, and he says police will have an increased presence in the area this winter. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.